European leaders offer outpouring of respect for the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. By Chris Tomlinson on September 8, 2022. Leaders of governments and other high-profile politicians across Europe have expressed an outpouring of respect and admiration following the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Following the announcement of the death of Queen Elizabeth II, the United Kingdom's longest reigning monarch, government leaders and other high-profile politicians across Europe have paid their respects to the former head of state. French President Emmanuel Macron took to Twitter to express his admiration for Her Majesty, saying, "Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II embodied the British nation's continuity and unity for over 70 years. I remember her as a friend of France, a kind-hearted queen who has left a lasting impression on her country and her century." French populist leader Marine Le Pen added, "We thought she was immortal." Queen Elizabeth II will forever remain one of the most iconic and beloved figures in the history of her country and our continent. To the British people, my warmest thoughts. Le Pen's conservative rival Éric Zemmour also expressed condolences, saying, "Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is leaving us tonight. Her concern for the long term, her patriotism, her respect for traditions and British identity are a model. My sincere condolences to the British people." German Chancellor Olaf Scholz called Her Majesty a role model, saying, "We mourn the death of Queen Elizabeth II. She was a role model and inspiration for millions, also here in Germany. Her commitment to German-British reconciliation after the horrors of World War II will remain unforgotten. She will be missed, not least her wonderful humor." Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez offered condolences to the royal family, the people of the United Kingdom and the government, stating that Her Majesty was a figure of global significance, witness and author of British and European history. In Italy, former Interior Minister and leader of the Populist League Matteo Salvini paid tribute, saying, "A prayer for the Queen and her family, a thought to all the British people." Giorgia Meloni, the Social Conservative Brothers of Italy, FTI, leader who could become Italy's first female prime minister following the national elections later this month, took to Facebook commenting, "The news of the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II fills us with pain. A woman who entered history and who was able to be a point of reference for her people even in difficult moments, receiving unconditional love in return. We join in the condolences of the royal family and all British citizens." The President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen labeled Her Majesty a beacon of continuity, saying, "She witnessed war and reconciliation in Europe and beyond, and deep transformations of our planet and societies. She was a beacon of continuity throughout these changes, never ceasing to display a calmness and dedication that gave strength to many. May she rest in peace." Hungarian Secretary of State for International Communication and Relations Zoltán Kovács claimed that the passing of Her Majesty was terrible news, and said, "Just heard the terrible news. We've lost one of the greats. We join her family and the people of the UK in mourning her passing." Mateusz Morawiecki, Poland's Prime Minister, praised Her Majesty as a prudent leader and commented on her devotion to public life, stating, "We bid farewell to Queen Elizabeth II. She devotedly served her nation throughout her life. And she has served us by her example as a self-sacrificing, wise and prudent leader who knew how to lead her country through any storm." From Russia, President Vladimir Putin extended his condolences to King Charles III, Interfax reported. "I wish you courage and fortitude in the face of this grave and irreparable loss. I ask you to pass the words of sincere sympathy and support to the royal family members and the whole nation of Great Britain," he said, rare unbarked words from the leader with which Britain is in an all but cold war with. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.